You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
Good morning, folks. Pastor Eli Reynolds here with my wife, Faith, and we've been doing this podcast now. This is our 11th week, and for the past 10 weeks, we've been dealing with the theme that attitude is everything. Well, we closed that out. Now we are going with a new series, and that is Grow in Grace. And it comes from, of course, a verse you probably know, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
As our first lesson in this series is going to be a little bit more of an introduction, and we're calling it What to Know in Order to Grow. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the just," that's us, those that are saved, "is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." We haven't arrived in our growth. We should be growing more and more as we're getting closer to meet the Lord.
Right. And Romans chapter 8, verse 29 even talks about this a little bit when it says that God predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So it's God's will that, you know, once a person becomes a Christian, they are to be becoming more like Jesus every single day. And so we're going to give some statements about growth for just a minute here. Then we're going to talk about some tips as well in of what to know in order to grow.
And our first statement that we'd like to make is know where you need to grow. What area do you need to grow?
Right. You know, the first thing of like AA, you know, admit that you have a problem, that sort of thing. But what do you do if you don't know where you need to grow? And sometimes it can be like you can feel like I don't know anything, or you can have too many ideas. Well, I think the first thing, ask God to help you know where you need to grow. And once you have done that, you can also spend time examining yourself and looking and saying, okay, what are some areas that I would like to grow in?
Yes. If we were to ask you, what is God working on you about right now? What would your answer be? If you say, well, you know, I don't really know. Well, that's the time during your walk with God, you ask the Lord, where do I need to grow? A couple years ago, a lady I admire, we went out for breakfast, and she asked me bluntly, what is God working on you about? Well, at that time, I had an answer. I knew what God was working on me about. I knew in which area I needed to grow. Other times, I think, okay, I've made some progress in this. Now, Lord, what do I need to work on next?
Right. I think sometimes we think we know what we need to grow in, but then God shows us a different way.
Oh, he shows us that our problem is so much deeper than what we thought.
Yeah, exactly. The second statement there, so know where you need to grow, but secondly, don't be content with your growth level. Don't be content where you are. I think sometimes we assume that growth is just happening. You know, people say, well, we're all just growing, you know, each and every day. I don't think that's true. I don't think you're growing if you're not working on it, because you do have to work at it.
You really do. And Proverbs 4:26 even says, ponder, that means really consider, the path of thy feet. Where are you going? And let all thy ways be established. So we're not just supposed to think about it. We're supposed to know where we're at, and then we're supposed to go forward and grow in that area. So sometimes we can identify weaknesses that we have, maybe a wrong habit, or, you know, I just always respond this way, or this one, you know, this always just makes me snap. But then we neglect to do anything about it. It's not enough just to know what we need to work on. We have to do something about it. I've heard people say, oh, I'm just not good with people. Well, good first step, you identified what your problem is. Right. But if you don't do anything about that problem, you're going to hurt your ministry. You know, we say all the time, right? Ministry is people. If you're not good with people and you're not working on that, you are not going to do much in your ministry. Now, for me, honey, I am not a good tap dancer.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah, you know, now I can't say that I've ever tried tap dancing, exactly. But I'm pretty sure I am not a good tap dancer. Do you know, me being weak in that area is not going to hurt the cause of Christ.
Well, it's going to hurt that activity we have in the fall, the tap dancing classic or something.
And probably if I was good at that, it would hurt the cause of Christ, right? But you may identify a weakness and you think, you know what? I'm just okay being weak in that area. That's not going to hurt me. But if there are areas that if you don't improve, you're going to hurt your ministry, then you need to do something about it.
You know, and you can say that about so many things. I get easily offended. Well, that's going to hurt the cause of Christ at some point when you're going to get bitter. And you can't just say, I get easily offended. We got to work at it. I have anger issues. People say that like it's an excuse for their behavior.
Right. This is just the way I am.
Yeah, it's just the way I am. And you know, but no, you have to work on it. And there are areas where if we grew, we could do so much more for God. I'm not good with people. Then how are you going to witness? How are you going to talk to visitors? You know, right. if there are some areas, if we grew in them, we could do so much more for God.
Right. I turned 36 last December, and I'm not ashamed about that. Mm-hmm. But on my birthday, I realized, you know, if I'm ever going to have a midlife crisis, this is the time, right? You know, kind of halfway there. And I say that jokingly. But I really did make a list, and I thought, I am not too old to learn new things. Mm-hmm. And I made a list of different things that I wanted to do. I think we jokingly put that I wanted to learn how to play the harmonica.
Was that a joke? Because I'm still wanting to see it.
A bit of a joke. I've been practicing, though. I really have. Different things, you know, to really educate myself on health and exercise and baking, things like that. One thing, I want to learn how to sing harmony. Mm-hmm. I'm really not a musical person. But I thought, okay,
good at music.
I don't even think this is just a personal goal, though. I mean, if I grew in that area, that really could help my ministry.
Sure.
You know, and so examine your heart. Don't just be content to stay weak in an area. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to grow in every area. I mean, there's so many things that we really could do better in. But the thing that God is working on you about, if you improved in that, could that help your ministry for the Lord? Now, some things may just sound like personal growth, but they could also be used spiritually. I mean, if somebody is healthier because they're exercising, they're eating well, they probably will feel like going soul winning more.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't miss church as much. Even just that personal goal of getting healthy may enable you to do more for the Lord.
Right. And I like what you had said earlier, but there, about tap dancing, and it shows, like, you know, well, that was funny, but there are some areas where you don't need to grow.
No.
You know, there are some of those things where if it's something you want to do, that's fine. But when it comes to areas, and I know people that say things like, you know, you don't need to work on your weaknesses, work on your strengths. But when it comes to the things of God, and your weaknesses are a spiritual thing, it's a sin or whatever, or it's hindering your witness for him or your testimony for him, absolutely work on it.
Yes.
And I think this goes along with the third statement that we're going to make here, and that is Christians should want to grow. Christians should want to grow. You know, we can't be content with just being saved. I was reading a book about this recently. We can't just be content with being saved. Now, God, the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So he sought us, but now it's our turn to seek him. And he tells us, seek his face, you know, search for him with all your heart and all that. And when we get saved, there should be, if we truly did get saved and the Holy Spirit moved in, we should want to grow intensely. It should be a big desire of us that we should want to be closer to God and more like Jesus.
And growth really is a natural thing to want to have in
right.
your life. Even physically, you know, our little Kelly is 9 months old. And as soon as she could sit up, she wasn't content with just that.
No.
Now she wanted to crawl. And then as soon as she got crawling down, she learned how to stand. And now she's, you know, letting go of the furniture and kind of standing on her own. She keeps being discontent, and it's causing her to grow and grow and grow. And that's a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, you know, she knows the words dada, mama, and hi. And this morning I'm sleeping, and the baby monitor is by my head, and I just hear her from the other room saying, hi, hi, over and over and over for a while. And she wasn't crying or anything. She was just kept saying hi. Probably in her mind, she was like, hello, parents, I'm awake, come get me. But we just heard her saying hi.
I do think, you know, when it comes to, you said, you know, Kelly being discontent. We always read the Bible and it says, you know, to be content, be content, be content. And that's something different than what we're talking about. You should not be content, you know, to just have the struggles you have and you know, to never grow in that area. That is an area where we should consistently be discontent, I think.
Right, because it pushes you to grow.
Right.
It pushes you. But just as a child is naturally physically to grow, as a Christian, it is natural to want to grow spiritually.
Exactly.
You know, even the disciples in the book of Acts, as soon as they were saved, people were saved, immediately they wanted to get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, they wanted to tell everybody and be a soul winner.
That's an earmark of a true Christian, that desire to grow.
Really is. And those are the statements we wanted to make. And now we want to give you some tips on how do you grow, even just in general, and you apply it to what you're struggling with. But first, start with the issue that's in front of you. Mm-hmm. What issue that, you know, just immediately pops into your mind, whatever that is, start with that.
Right. Start with it. And then, as we kind of talked about earlier, once you start working on that thing, whatever it is, and you're praying over it, God's going to show you more stuff. God's going to say, you know, you thought you were working at this, but let me show you something else you need to work at. And I think maybe the first place for all of us to look is probably the most obvious when it comes to growth, our Bible and prayer. Are we looking at those things? How are we doing with that? How are we doing with our Bible? How are we doing with prayer? And so that's the first step. The second thing, realize there is no spiritual growth outside of God. There's no spiritual growth outside of God. We were talking earlier. Read this definition.
I Googled before we did this, you know, define spiritual growth. This is what the world says it is. Try to stay with it. It's kind of fluffy. Spiritual growth is about reaching out and to connecting with your inner soul and is a method of becoming more harmonious with life around us. Develops our own feelings of inner power and strength, and leads us to live happier lives and to take more responsibility for our actions. What does that even mean?
I have no idea. There was like five or six ands in there with that run-on sentence. That what that is that's someone trying to explain growth without God.
Spiritual growth outside of God.
It doesn't work. I mean, and that we saw that person was a life coach expert. I say, you know, trying to have spiritual growth without God is like trying to have an ocean without water. You cannot do it. You have to have God in order to have spiritual growth. He's the one that gives you the spirit.
Right. You cannot grow spiritually outside of God. That is such a profound thing. And third, realize growth is one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Growth is not overnight. I remember, Eli, you were preaching a message, I believe, on growth. And you gave the illustration. You said, you know, we put down our baby in bed one night, you know, at 9 months old. And the next morning I come in and, there's a three-year-old toddler laying in the bed. You know, that kind of growth would just be so ridiculous, right?
Scary.
Very scary. But sometimes spiritually, that's what we expect. We think, oh, I started reading my Bible today and tomorrow, you know, I'm a giant of a Christian. Well, whether you're planting a garden or trying to lose weight or any kind of big change, it takes time. And it does spiritually, too.
Yeah. Reminds me of this article you were telling me about recently, you know, as we're both trying to, you know, watch our weight. And you saw something that said how to lose 30 pounds in a month. And I was thinking, are you going to cut an arm off? You know, it's not possible to lose 30 pounds a month, or it's not healthy.
That attracts people, though, right? Lose weight fast. Yeah. You know, grow spiritually fast. We want it all right now.
We want everything as soon as we make that decision, but you can't change all your bad habits overnight or even in a month. It is a growth process, and people get discouraged with that. But as you continue taking that one step or that one day at a time, you're going to start seeing growth. And, you know, maybe 2 months down the line, you'll say something like, wow, I would have responded differently to that 2 months ago. I've grown.
When you look back, you will see I really have grown.
Right. And so the fourth thing we'd say here is get a growth plan. Get a plan for growth. What are you going to do about those areas when God reveals them to you or you look in your own life? What are you going to do about those areas?
And this is a spiritual growth plan. You know, sometimes secular authors will use the word growth plan, you know, to make your life better. Yeah. But this is spiritually.
Exactly, yeah.
And the first one, go to the Bible. Yes. Look at how Jesus dealt with things. Let's say, for instance, you are not good with people. Okay, look how God responded to people. Look how Jesus used people's names, how he was hospitable, how everything. Look how he did it. Read the verses and the passages that deal with what you struggle with. The Bible has the answers to all of our problems.
Exactly.
Especially sin problems.
Yes.
And then do a word study. You know, this is an easy thing. Sometimes it sounds complicated, but you could get an app like eSword. You could get a Strong's Concordance, you know, and you could look up the word anger, and it's going to show you every verse in the Bible that uses the word anger. Look how, you know, look at the people who anger was their downfall. Look at the results of anger. Look how God deals with anger. Do a Bible study on what your weakness is and how to fix it.
And you can go, even without those apps that we just talked about, you can literally go into Google and type in KJV verses on anger. And I would say put the KJV there, because if not, you're going to get all types of stuff.
Yeah, it's easier than you think.
Right. But and you can apply the Bible to every area of life and get growth from it. I think about with your job. You know, could you be better at your job if you studied passages on work ethic or diligence or money management, dealing with people, kindness, so, following the rule, things like that?
Read Proverbs and just look at it from your work perspective.
Yeah.
You'll find all sorts of...
grow from that, for sure. Yeah.
A couple years ago, I was on a weight loss journey after having one of our kids, and I had decided during this time I was going to really come at it in a spiritual way. And every day for a month, I studied a different passage of scripture that dealt with health, your body, self-control, temperance, all of these things, because, you know, there's not real growth, spiritually at least, outside of the Lord.
Exactly.
And another thing to add to this spiritual growth plan is accountability.
Yeah, it's so important. You know, we neglect this very often because it has to do with getting someone else to hold you accountable for that growth. Whether it be you say, hey, ask me once a week about this. Hey, ask me, you know, about this or whatever it is, or can we do this together? That partnership is a huge thing when it comes to growth. I would also say when you find an area of growth, pray about it every day. When you, okay, so God wants you to work on being kinder, okay? Well, then you're praying about that every single day. And what it's going to do is going to keep in front of your mind. And that's a big step to growth right there, just keeping it in front of you that you need to work on it.
Yes. The next step is to find a resource. Now, if you have tons of resources and neglect the Bible, that is completely wrong.
Right.
But after, as you're studying the Bible, I should say, there are a lot of good Christian books on specific topics that could really give you some insights and practical how-tos. You know, if you say, I'm not good with people. Well, what about the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Famous old book.
Yeah. It's not a Christian book. But I studied that as a teenager, as I didn't think I was great with people. I got that book and read it and practiced and worked at a weakness. There are tons of resources to help you grow.
And that's the key. You're working at a weakness. I would also say this. Keep your feet grounded. And what I mean by that is sometimes when we have a growth plan, it's, well, you know, I've just not been in my Bible. I got to make up for lost time. You know, I should have been reading my Bible for years. I'm going to read 10 chapters a day. It's better to do a little bit every day than do a lot and then quit. We've got to keep our feet grounded, and we've got to keep it simple.
Right. We're saying get a growth plan. We don't mean just, you know, I want to be a better person. I want to be a stronger Christian.
Oh, it's specific.
You know, specific. I have on my calendar right now three kind of rules that I have for my health. I'm doing intermittent fasting, cut out most junk, and walk 20 minutes a day. Three very simple things.
Simple.
Yeah. I already have, you know, I sleep enough, I drink enough water. And now these are the three things that I'm focusing on this month. So if you could sum up the growth that you want in your life and just put it on a sticky note, three things, what am I going to do as my plan to grow in this area? Just that idea of, can it fit on a sticky note? Mm-hmm. Okay, then that's probably a simple, clear plan.
Yeah, it's got to be clear. It's got to be simple for us to stick with it, I think. I read a book a while ago that was about growth, and the author challenged people, you know, and he was very good at what he does. And he said, here's my growth plan. And one of the things on there was he reads 2 books per month. And it was only like three things, his growth plan. And I was just shocked by that. And I said, you know what? I can read 2 books a month. And I'm a slow reader. I think other people could read much more than that. But it stretches me, but it's still doable. And so this year, I've been doing 2 books per month. I've been trying to do it for 2 years. I failed last year. But
failed miserably.
Yeah, I think 18 books. I didn't quite make it there. But my growth plan could fit on a sticky note. And, you know, even before I read a book, I finish one, I'm ready to go to the next one, I pray and say, God, what resource, you know, is going to point me back to your word? What resource is going to be good for me?
And you've been able to read a ton of good Christian novels this year, haven't you? They have
those
been
romance
rich.
Romance. What are they? Judith Pella or whatever?
I don't even know
so
nowadays.
Great. No, it's not what I've been reading. Oh, my word.
Oh, where were we? No. Our daughter, Kelly, you know, with every new stage of growth, every new tooth, every new word, every, you know, little step she takes, it's exciting.
Yeah.
We're documenting it. We're taking pictures because growth is exciting. And once you get a taste of growing spiritual, spiritually, getting victory in an area you used to be weak, you are going to want more.
Absolutely. It is so exciting when God gives you victory. It is such a wonderful thing. And so if you haven't put your finger on it yet, we're trying to challenge you to grow. We're trying to encourage you to want to grow, to desire to grow, because it's exciting, and it's because it is God's plan for us. We're His child. Children grow. In the next weeks, we're going to be talking about some specific areas where you can grow, and I hope you'll tune in for that. Next week, we'll announce about our next giveaway. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If we can help you in any way, let us know. If there's something you want to hear us cover on here, we'd be glad to take suggestions. God bless you. We'll see you next Friday.